thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored to present a man of vision, courage, faith, and integrity, the Honorable Tom Leppert, Mayor of the City of Dallas.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I am humbled by this responsibility. I'm honored by the trust and confidence that Dallas has placed in me. And I'd also tell you that I'm energized and I'm inspired by the opportunity to serve our city and the possibilities that lie ahead. Today is all about our future. It's the day when we turn our hopes into actions. It's a day when we turn our dreams into reality, and it's the day we start turning those possibilities into real opportunities. And I mean opportunities for all of our citizens. Today is also a day, though, to say thank you to Mayor Laura Miller. And all the council members who have served us well these past years. Mayor Miller led us through some very difficult economic times those years after 9/11. During her term, she's been a voice for our citizens, working to improve our quality of life. Mayor Miller, on behalf of all of Dallas, thank you for what you've done for our city. And to council members, Bill Blades, Leo Cheney, James Fantroy, Gary Griffith, Don Hill, Ed Oakley, and Dr. Maxine Thornton Reese. Thanks for your service. Thanks for the heart that you put into our city and the sweat equity that you've invested. Dallas is a much better place for what each of you have done. Again, thank you very much to all of you. A well-known philosopher once said, "What is a city but its people?" If a city is its people, then Dallas is truly a great city with awesome potential on both a national scale, but also on a world stage. We're a city of people like Maddie Nash. At 85, she's the unofficial mayor of West Dallas, and she's still a leader in that community. I, for one, am excited to work with her and watch her community flourish when they become a gateway to our Trinity Project. We're also a city of people like Roger Staubach, not the football player, but the entrepreneur. He took an idea, he transformed an industry, and then he created jobs for our city. We're a city of people like Miko Rodriguez, who took a few family recipes and a very big risk. And he built a restaurant chain, an empire that stretches from Dallas to Kansas City and is the standard by which Tex-Mex is judged today. We're also a city of people like Larry James, who's directed his heart toward helping those who are less fortunate. I am very eager to work with him on improving conditions in our community, addressing the homeless, and creatively identifying housing solutions. And we're also a city of people like Felix Chan. He has a Dallas-based business with operations in China, India, and Southeast Asia. That's where our future is. Over the past 8 months, my wife, Laura, and I have had an opportunity. It's been a life-changing opportunity to get to know our city. and, more importantly, the people of our city, in a way that really few get to see. We've seen the most popular areas of our city. We've also seen places like Cadillac Heights, Bon Ton, and Joppy. We've sat in your churches. We've talked on your front porches. We've walked in your parades. We've had breakfasts, lunch, dinners, coffees, and desserts. We've talked to the retired couple on their evening walk, the soccer mom on the sideline, the single mother who's working two jobs, and the young homeless woman my son Ryan befriended one Friday evening when we were serving meals at the Resource Center. A woman willing to work, but only needing a chance. And you know what? No matter how different we all seem on the outside, when it comes right down to it, most people want the same things. A clean, safe place to live. A feeling of being included, to have their voice heard in the community. All of us want hope and the promise of opportunity. Today, but also well into the future. For this, we must bring all our people together and understand that our interests and goals are all intertwined, that one part of our city will never excel unless our entire city excels. Our people are our city. We're optimists. We have an inner strength and a determination that makes our potential truly limitless. It is now my responsibility and the responsibility of all of my colleagues on our council, not just to do well for our city, for the people that are Dallas, but to maximize our potential and become the very best city that we can. To do this, it needs to be more than mere words. It'll take a new mindset, an approach that permeates the way we look at opportunities, the way we're willing to invest in our city, the way we run our government, and the way we face every single individual challenge. It's not enough to reduce crime. Our citizens deserve the safest city in America. It's not enough for us to provide the basics. Our city deserves a city that actually improves their quality of life. It's not enough to simply improve education. Our children deserve schools that would empower them to achieve their dreams. It's not enough to grow our economy. We deserve a Dallas, for every will, there is a way. Regardless of where you live or your financial means. And it's not enough to have racial harmony, though that's a beginning. What the citizens of Dallas deserve is a renewed spirit of civic pride. A spirit that says we're not just neighbors, but rather we're brothers and sisters of Dallas. And when any one of us succeeds, we all succeed. It is certainly a tall order, but our people in reality deserve nothing less than for Dallas to be absolutely the best city we can be. It is all of our obligation, it is our duty to be responsible to every single one of our citizens. I know our new Dallas City Council will become a winning coalition because all of us agree that our job as your city leaders is to make hopes and dreams come true for all parts of Dallas until there are no more individual parts. There's just one unified whole. I believe the operations of our city are in very good hands with our city manager, Mary Sue. She and her team have my confidence, and we're going to be working together to make our vision of Dallas become a reality. As we move forward, there are critical issues facing us. For some cities, these issues would be daunting. But for us, they're simply opportunities. Opportunities to make life better today and move our city forward. First, we must not only address crime, we must produce results. For far too long, we've been at the very top of a list that we don't even want to be on. My friends, those days are over. Today, we start on a mission to make Dallas the safest city in America. All of us are going to provide Chief Kunkel and our police with the tools that they need to succeed. We owe them that and probably much more. Going forward, we will have two and only two fundamental objectives by which we'll judge performance. They'll be the basis of accountability. First, get us off the list of high crime cities. And second, though, build confidence and trust throughout our city in our police and our fire rescue personnel. Success for all of us will mean more than just making Dallas safe again. We'll recognize success only when we reduce crime and restore the confidence and trust across all of Dallas. Next, we must foster an enduring and a stable economy, not just in skyscrapers and the city center, but also in corner shops that serve small businesses and the warehouses that serve hourly workers. We must bring growth, jobs, and opportunity to areas not realizing their full potential. And we'll do that by tapping all of our available resources. That means projects like the Inland Port. It means being willing to invest aggressively to attract key production facilities that can generate jobs, housing, and shopping opportunities. This will strengthen those opportunities economically. But much more important, it will foster hope. Because when we come together and we make real progress in South Dallas, in Oak Creek, in Pleasant Grove, and in West Dallas, then all of Dallas will be better for it. You know, the great cities of the world are alive. They have their own luck, their own personality, their own energy. It draws people, it draws businesses, and it draws opportunities. It's hard to imagine San Francisco without the Golden Gate Bridge, Paris without the Eiffel Tower, or Sydney with its very own opera house. For Dallas, the Trinity Project will be the turning point of our city. It is a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and it will be the catalyst that puts Dallas on the world stage. If we seize the moment and get it done, that means putting aside past conflicts. It means working together for a common goal and doing what is right for Dallas. And we need to get it completed in a style that will make every one of us proud. The great cities of the world also have vibrant and exciting downtowns. So will Dallas. So Soon we'll have a new arts district to rival the world's finest. It'll be a cultural epicenter that reflects the sophistication and the diversity of our city. But that's just the start. Our downtown will further come alive as we encourage mixed-use development, shopping, entertainment, restaurants, sports venues, and very importantly, put in place a convention center hotel. Once we do those things, then we'll have a very special place. Now, these are not simply projects. These will be the key to our economic and competitive success tomorrow. Next, we must aggressively protect our environment. That means having cleaner air, setting the standard nationally for green building, and ensuring we have diverse and secure water resources tomorrow. Without those basics, we'll have nothing. So now, more than ever, we have to focus on keeping our city physically healthy. But you know, the greatest opportunity that lies ahead, that's a real simple one. It's education. Now, I could stand up here and give you a long list of economic reasons why better schools will benefit everyone here in Dallas. But the truth is, we must improve our schools because it's the right thing to do. If we can't give every child in our city a good education, then no matter how rich our business climate is, we fail. We failed our children, and we failed our future. You know, for too long, I've heard that making a difference in education here is impossible. That's not true. It's not true at Townview, named for Dr. Yvonne Yule, one of Dallas's great educators. It's not true at Terry Flower's St. Philip's Academy. And it's not true at Arvel Wilson's West Dallas Community School. And we have real examples of education success that are with us today. And I like to introduce stories you haven't read about, but they're our future. First, let me introduce Jessica Brown. She was raised by a single mother and is a National Honor Society student from Kimball on her way to Langston University. Great job, Cynthia. Next, I'd like to introduce Cynthia Rios. She lives in Pleasant Grove and just graduated from Townview Magnet. She is the first in her family to attend college. She'll be at Columbia this fall on a scholarship. This is living proof of what we can do for today and also what we can do tomorrow. I've also heard for too long that the mayor and the city don't have a role in education. Well, let me tell you my feeling about that. When a big issue, like underperforming schools, is holding back an entire city and hindering our growth, then it is everyone's problem. Starting today, I'll use the mayor's office to impact education. Reaching out to the business and civic communities for help and support, and encourage a system that's accountable to our citizens, because our future depends on it. Now, as part of my efforts in this area, I'll lead programs in a summer jobs program to keep older kids in school. early reading programs in our most challenged areas to help younger kids start school with the very best chance to succeed. And college scholarships to ensure that children have the very same opportunity that I did. Our renewed focus on education in Dallas is not going to end at high school. I'll also be a voice for higher education. Today, we're the only major metropolitan area without a Tier 1 research institution. We need one for our economy. And I'll also lead for higher education opportunities in the southern part of our city. Paul Quinn and UNT Dallas can make a difference. They can provide affordable opportunities and thereby create our city's future leaders. And we're going to get the UNT Law School in downtown Dallas. What I hope to bring to Dallas, with the help and support of this council, is simply leadership. A new attitude within our city government, a new attitude about our city government, and a new way of doing business that I hope will define a new era for Dallas. With a few guiding principles, all of us can make it happen. Foremost, we should be a Dallas that always puts our citizens first. The way we truly serve our citizens is by making the actions of City Hall match the priorities and the needs of taxpayers, of families, of real people. It is just that simple. That's why I'm committed to doing what it takes to make Dallas safe again without raising your taxes. Of course, it's easier to create taxes and put the burden back on the people. But that's an attitude that takes our citizens and our taxpayers for granted. Citizens like Stan and Nelda Golden. They're retired. They lived on a fixed income. So when we raise those taxes, they're the ones that have to take the burden on it. And that's just not right. For every big decision, there has to be a litmus test. And it's this. Are we putting the needs and the best interests of people like the Goldens first? And the answer should always be yes. Next, we should be a Dallas that reaches out for solutions to our toughest problems and is also willing to provide leadership throughout the region that we live in. I have a great amount of respect for our city government, for my colleagues on the council, and for the 13,000 city employees who work every single day diligently to make Dallas a great city. But I truly believe that the biggest ideas, the best ideas, to focus on the challenges that we face are going to be found outside the walls of City Hall. I'm a big believer in reaching out and asking for help. It's something that I've done my entire life, and I think it's what's helped me to go further in life than I ever dreamed. And it's also what brought me here, to stand in front of you today as your mayor. As we look ahead and take on these tough challenges we face as a city, I plan to reach out beyond the walls, to engage the best and the brightest, to reach out to the academic community and involve business and civic leaders. And we'll also reach out for our economic growth. We belong on a world stage. Our competition is no longer Plano, Fort Worth, or even Houston. It's New York, Chicago, and LA. And London Shanghai, and Dubai. We will be successful when we reach out, and showcase our city. And when we do, the rest of the world will take hold. And I've saved the best for last. As a city, we need to send a positive tone from Dallas City Hall. As individual leaders, but also as a team. Unfortunately, we're too often known for being an adversary, not an aide. We've watched neighboring cities celebrate when they've won the prize. And it's hurt. We need to change our tone. Rather than punishing business, City Hall needs to start promoting business. Rather than alienating opportunity, we need to start inviting it in. Rather than dictating consequences, we need to start listening and producing results. To really be successful, City Hall has to be the solution. We move forward when we become a resource and a partner with our citizens and with all of our businesses. We need to be known as a city where our government is known for good business judgments, putting the interest of our people first, and being operated in a way that simply reflects the goodness, the quality, and the values of the people of this city. We have so much potential, so much to aspire to, so much to hope for, so much to look forward to for our city. But to achieve it, we have to be supportive, and we have to work with our citizens, our businesses, and all the new opportunities that we can find. Our job at City Hall is to block, tackle, and find that opening so that they can score, because they're the ones that are carrying the ball for Dallas. So today, I ask you to see Dallas with some new eyes, as a resource, as a partner, as your teammate. Thanks so much to all of you for taking the time to come here today. It shows your commitment to our city and to a positive vision that I believe we all share. Dallas has a rich history, but I tell you, the best is yet to come. Now let's all of us go out, work hard, and make a difference for this city that we love. Thank you very much.